big news today was the Fed and the Dow. It's a match. Welcome to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thanks so much for being with us. We'll get to that huge story in just a few. The Fed also today talked about some significant warning signs, but was anybody listening? We've got a wild story about loans being made at 36% interest and what happens if you don't make payments. We've got another Sears story for you today. Also, CVS announced today that the $70 billion deal with Aetna is a done deal. Those stories, the markets, plus a conversation about the health of Iowans, and it's not pretty, not at all. However, Dr. Amy Wilcoxon from Live Healthy Iowa does offer some hope. Stay with us all the way through. My business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. You can reach us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter as well. I'm at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, the Dow popped up by over 600 points today on the news that Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, said interest rates are close to neutral. That's a change in tone from remarks the central bank chief made nearly 2 months ago. Powell's comments were eagerly awaited by investors as they worried the central bank may be tightening monetary policy too quickly. The Fed is largely expected to raise rates by 25 basis points next month. The central bank has already hiked rates 3 times this year. Meanwhile, what about trade with China? Well, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow appeared to alleviate concerns yesterday, stating that the Trump administration had resumed discussions at all levels with China's government. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet for dinner on Saturday at the G20 summit in Argentina. The two leaders, yeah, they'll be talking trade. We'll take a look at all the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. Now, on the other side of the ledger, the Fed today pointed to some significant troubles for the economy. But judging from the markets, we got to ask if anybody was actually listening. The Federal Reserve issued a cautionary note about risks to financial stability, saying trade tensions, geopolitical uncertainty, and a buildup in corporate debt among firms with weak balance sheets do pose potentially strong threats for the economy. In what is often a boilerplate report on conditions in the banking system and corporate and business debt, the Fed instead warned of, quote, generally elevated asset prices that appear high relative to their historical ranges, end quote. In addition, the central bank said ongoing trade tensions, which are running high between the United States and China, coupled with an uncertain geopolitical environment, could combine with the high asset prices to provide a notable shock to the economy. The report further noted that the Fed's own rate hikes could pose a threat. The market and economy used to low rates could face some issues as the Fed continues to normalize policy through rate hikes and a reduction in its balance sheet or portfolio of bonds it purchased to stimulate the economy. So, yeah, we had all that great news, and then we had some sobering news. But the question is, was anybody in their exuberance today paying any attention? Well, here's a wild story for you out of China. There's a new internet loan program there that comes with a catch. Lenders can track your car's whereabouts and seize it if you fail to make payments. Here's the backstory. The country's large online peer-to-peer lending industry, which is, well, it matches investors with small borrowers, has sprouted a business built around car ownership. Now, even though Beijing has curbed the activities of hundreds of online lenders, others are trying to expand by providing short-term cash to hundreds of thousands of individuals who pledge their vehicles as collateral for those internet loans. So, these so-called auto-backed lenders, which charge annualized interest rates as high as 36%, what they do is they install tracking devices in cars by hiding them inside bumpers, under seats, or behind mirrors to prevent them from being removed by borrowers. And when people fail to repay their debts, well, collectors act quickly to repossess cars, sometimes in the middle of the night, according to people on both sides of the transaction. Internet lending has surged in China in recent years, underpinned by advances in financial technology that have made it easier for people to invest and borrow money using their mobile phones. The boom, however, has also led to loose lending practices and predatory activities, and that has brought rising loan delinquencies and a regulatory crackdown over the past year. How about that? 36% interest? Come and get your car at night? Yikes. Well, there's a story brewing about Sears once again. People familiar with the story say Cyrus Capital Partners and a hedge fund run by Sears Holdings Chairman Eddie Lambert are preparing a potential joint takeover bid that would keep the bankrupt chain alive. The prospective suitors may offer a swap debt as they hold for ownership of the stores. It's kind of called a so-called credit bid. All right, we're going to swap debt for this. Anyway, that's how it works. A takeover would require approval from the bankruptcy court, and competing bids from other suitors are still possible, including one that would liquidate Sears. Lambert has said he's considering making an offer to keep Sears open for business, but the retailer has struggled to obtain financing just to stay open during its bankruptcy proceedings and said this past week it's going to need an additional $239 million by February. $239 million is, well, sort of chump change compared to this deal. Almost a year after it was announced, CVS Health has officially closed on its deal to acquire health insurer Aetna. The two companies got the go-ahead from the Department of Justice for their deal back in October, but they still needed key state insurance agencies to sign off. CVS Health on Monday morning said the two companies had received approval from all regulators and expected to complete the transaction by today. CVS says that the transaction values Aetna at $212 a share, or $70 billion. All in, including Aetna's debt, the total value of the deal is $78 billion. The deal will, of course, redraw the healthcare industry. In CVS and Aetna's case, the deal creates a new type of company consisting of a health insurer, a retail pharmacy, and a company that negotiates prescription drug prices with drug makers. As part of the agreement with the Department of Justice, CVS and Aetna have had to divest Aetna's Medicare Part D prescription drug plan business. But here's a nugget for you, and it may very well tell you why this deal is such a big deal. What country do you think is responsible for taking the most drugs and is also the sickest country? Ready? That would be the United States, where residents consume 50% of all drugs manufactured, yet our population is one of the sickest in the industrialized world. Now that is something to chew on and something we're going to be talking about with Dr. Amy Wilcoxon coming up in the interview. Well, stocks ripped higher today after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said interest rates are close to neutral. That's a change in tone from remarks the central bank chief made nearly 2 months ago. The Dow closed 617 points and change higher, posting its biggest one-day gain since March 26th. The S&P 500 jumped by 2.3% as traders took the comments to mean fewer rate hikes were coming in 2019. That could perhaps derail the bull market. The Nasdaq surged by 2.9%. The Dow and S&P are now positive for November after today's comeback. Bank stocks climbed as short-term borrowing rates fell, and long-term rates rose following Powell's remarks. Tech shares rose broadly, recovering some of their steep losses. Amazon and Netflix gained 6% today, while Apple and Alphabet rose by more than 3.5%. Facebook, by the way, climbed by 1.3% on the day's trade. Easing worries on U.S.-China trade also boosted stocks. A New York Times report said that President Trump was worried about the impact of a long trade war with China on markets and the economy. This could lead Trump to seek a compromise with China on trade, that according to the Times. At the bell, the Dow is up those 617 points to close at 25,366. The Nasdaq gained a staggering 208 points to close at 7,291, and the S&P 500 gained over 61 points to end the day at 2743. Somebody is passing around cigars on Wall Street today. Gold shot up $7.70 to close at $1,221.10 an ounce. Oil fell $1.28 to end the day at $50.28 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 3.06%. When we come back, some sobering conversation about the health of Iowans. It's downright scary as Iowa is now one of the top five states in the nation with regard to obesity. But there is hope. Dr. Amy Wilcoxon from Live Healthy Iowa is coming up with us next. Stay with us. This is the Business News Hour.